Hello, everybody. This is May, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hello, everybody. Hi. How's everyone doing tonight? I hope you enjoyed the last song that was just on. That was CC by Echo 2K off of his album E. Good album. Very good album. Now, this is Echo 2K. Member of Drain Gang, another member of Drain Gang, Blade, also Swedish, just dropped an album with Young Lean, another Swede. They're both on the record label Year 0001. Yeah, so they just dropped an album, and I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet. I've really been meaning to. Maybe I'll listen to it on the train tomorrow. You know. It's supposedly a post-punk album, which is weird because a lot of the Blade stuff and Young Lean stuff is like cloud rap. It sort of sounds like what Echo 2K was just doing. So you know, I'm excited for that because if at the very least it'll be interesting. Now I have been listening to a lot of actually, hold on, before I get ahead of myself, right now I'm subbing for someone, so you know, this is maybe not the voice you're used to, but you know, I'm here and I'm better. I was gonna say something else. I know, I missed my show last week because I was at a concert and I got back too late to make it to my show, which is usually Saturday at 1 a.m., so really early Saturday morning, or really late Friday night, however you want to think about it. But here we are, another 1 a.m. slot. Perfect for me. I'm a bit of a night owl. And this is an eclectic assortment of songs that are coming up. As I was saying, this week I've been really into noise rock, and that's part of the reason I haven't listened to the new Blade and Young Lean album, even though I'm so intrigued by it. It's because I've been grinding too hard on noise rock. Now I do want to play a song first from McLusky, who I saw last Friday night, into Saturday morning, if you will. This next song is called "Alan is a Cowboy Killer," off of McLusky Do Dallas, which is, I believe it's 2002 release. Now, this release was recorded with Steve Albini, for those who that name means something. Very important, like, producer and musician in the noise rock scene. And McLusky, great band, they're from Wales, Cardiff. I'm gonna let the music speak for itself. I'm done talking. We got first up, we got McLusky, and then I'll talk some more about the noise rock that's coming up later. All right, here we go. All right, that was Alan is a Cowboy Killer. Once again, by McLusky, off of McLusky Do Dallas, 2002. Cool history of this band. There's basically like one guy who's been constant throughout. They broke up in like 2005 because there was some tension between the guy that I'm talking about, Andrew Falco. I don't know. He goes by Falco, but his real name is Andrew. So, you know, you can never trust him. And but recently, well, I guess kind of recently, I think 2014, they got back together. It's the lineup currently is Falco plus Jack Egglestone on the drums, who has been with McLusky for a while in Future of the Left and was at the very, very end of the original like run of McLusky from 1997 to 2005. And so he was just there for like 2005. And then they got this really great bassist. His name's Damien Sayall. He's been with the band since 2014, but he only started playing the bass for them pretty recently. He was just doing like second vocals or whatever for a while. But you know, great live show. Really enjoyed that. All right, so coming up, I've got, yeah, let's put these together. I got two, late 90s, early 2000s, Japanese noise rock songs. Now, Japanese noise rock, really, really an awesome world to explore. So the first song is going to be Rat Soup by Boredoms off of WoW 2, which was that's actually from 1993. So this is sort of like the precursor, and then you know, 10 years later we have Melt Banana with Cellscope in 2003, and it's going to be Rat Soup by Boredoms in 1993, and then it's going to be Shield for Your Eyes, a beast in, oh man, it's a long name. A beast in the well of your hand. So Shield for Your Eyes, a beast in the well of your hand. Well, on your hand. By Melt Banana. 10 years later. All right, I'm gonna play those. See what you think about them. See, you maybe compare them in your mind. All right, here he goes. Boom!
Hey!
All right. That was, once again, that was Melt Banana following Boredoms. Now, that Boredom song, it always, like, when I hear it, I always think about, I don't know, maybe this is just because I was exposed to Black MIDI first, but it always, like, reminds me of, like, certain Black MIDI elements, and I'm, you know, you know, there's a high probability that that's where a lot of the inspiration comes from. But for me, there's a certain, like, appeal to Melt Banana, and Melt Banana is, like, I think they're still doing stuff. Boredoms is not doing stuff. Well, Melt Banana, I don't know. I don't really know what the situation with Melt Banana is, but they, in 2013, they had a really great album. I would check out their stuff, because it's a lot of stuff like that. Very, it's just awesome. It's I don't know. I like it a lot. All right. Coming up, we have some more noise rock and, I guess, noise rock related stuff. We have Kiss Me, You Jacked Up Jerk by Brainiac off of Hissing Prigs and Static Couture. Now, Brainiac is sort of a cool noise rock band, because they use some, like, electronics. They use some, like, electronic stuff. You know, they use Moogs and such. Yeah, I think I'm going to play it. And then after that, there's going to be a song from the Martha's Vineyard Fairies, which I guess are from Martha's Vineyard. I don't know. They were opening for McLusky, and they I don't know. They were kind of awesome. Like, they sort of seem like the type of band that are more fun to see live. But I don't know. This song is still pretty fun. After the Brainiac song, I'm gonna play She's, oh, I can't, I don't know if I can say that word. She's an F-wording angel from F-wording heaven. Off of the album Mass Grave. Now, they played this song, and it's a very catchy one. Like some of their other stuff is a little bit more dissonant and such, but this one's nice and fun. Okay, well, here is Brainiac, and after that will be the Martha's Vineyard Fairies.
Since she's acting so dumb, I feel bad, but I'm always happy.
Indeed, indeed. Okay, that's a big shout to the Martha's Vineyard Fairies, because you know that's they got fun music. They got fun music, and they're small. They're pretty small. Let's go listen to them on Bandcamp. Go buy their stuff. All right. I have an update on Melt Banana. So they are indeed still making music and still touring and whatever. Seems that they might be making a new album as we speak, but I don't know. That's debatable, because they announced that they might be making an album in 2019 and it's 2024. So, you know, we'll see what happens. Currently they don't have a new album. Currently it's just two members. They don't have live drums or a live bassist. Who you heard on vocals, very distinctive vocals, is Yasuko Onuki, and the guitarist and effects and like electronics and stuff is Ichiro Agata. Awesome stuff. Great stuff. Listen to more of them, because I think they rock. Now, I recognize that we've been listening to a lot of grating music. Actually, hold on. Wait a second. Before we talk about what's happening next in music-wise, I have a PSA that I want to read from the Cambridge Consumers Council. So here it is. This is from the Cambridge Consumers Council. The Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with a business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's Office to serve both the residents and the customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, Massachusetts, 02139. And feel free to call them at 617-349-6150. So once again, that's 617-349-6150. Or email consumer@cambridgema.gov to speak directly with an investigator. And follow them on Twitter at Cambridge LLC for important consumer information. And you could also look them up if you miss what I said. All their services are free of charge. If you feel you have been the victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council and get the help you need. That's a really helpful service that is in the area that I don't think a lot of people know about. Anyways, music, the thing that we're all here for. It feels to me a little grating. So we're going to move on to something that's a little less grating. I'm going to play some Midwest emo, but like what I'm going to play is the more post-rock side of Midwest emo. Starting with a newfound interest in Connecticut. They disbanded in 2005 with this album. Tell me about The Long Dark Path Home. I'm going to play one of a really great song off that album. Okay, you can be tigers, but no crashing. Good album, very cool sound. Like even in Midwest emo, like I don't know. I think a lot of Midwest emo sounds pretty similar. I don't want to be that guy, but it can be a little samey sometimes. But there's still like definitely opportunities for variation. I just think that like sometimes the bands that really I think stretch those boundaries are more interesting to me. And so after that, we have Fanshawe by L1011 off of their self-titled album. Just a little Midwest emo segment for the night. So once again, Okay, You Can Be Tigers, But No Crashing by Newfound Interest in Connecticut is coming up, as well as Fanshawe by L1011. All right, let's hit it. Thank you. All right, yeah. That's the Midwest emo section of the night. Now, I don't mean any hate to Midwest emo. I think Midwest emo is a great genre, and there's a lot of really fun Midwest emo. That one's for my roommate. The L-1011 song, that's for my roommate, because they're into that song and that album. Also, those last two songs, really, really great albums that you should check out. Everyone has to listen to L-1011 and Tell Me About the Long Dark Path Home. Really great albums. And you have to go listen to them. Now we got some David Pajo coming up. I don't know if I've played David Pajo on Woomfo before. But I don't know. I love David Pajo is just one of those musicians that like is so enrapturing. He's like so involved with everything in certain scenes. He played with Tortoise. He played with I can't remember the name. Oh man. This is embarrassing. I had the name was in my head for a second. Oh, what the heck? Whatever. It doesn't matter. He does everything. This is one, and I say one of his projects. This is Papa M. Lo, the Rose Cease to Bloom, off of Three Songs, which is I believe it's sort of an EP from 2002 with three songs on it, believe it or not. This is the song number two of those three songs. And I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it because I like the song. The song is a great song. And Papa M and David Pajo in general, great musician. Listen to everything he's ever made. It could take you years. It could take, genuinely, it could take you years. All right, music.
But no shirt on my back. not a penny on my name, and I can't go and see you this way, this way. Lord, this away. No, I can't go and see you this way. I saw it from a mile away, with no shoes on my feet, no words upon my voice. How I prayed for you on your wedding day, on your wedding day. Lord, wedding day, how I prayed for you on your wedding day. Though the rose ceased to bloom on the trellis of a California room, oh, please don't forget me when you leave. Lord, when you leave, oh, please don't forget me.
Yes, once again, that was David Pajo under the alias Papa M, with the song "Lo, the Rose Ceased to Bloom." Really, really, like, just beautiful folk rock music. I admire his work so much. And, like, you know, part of, like, what I find so powerful about it is like he always is working with what he has. And he's so versatile. He mostly, like, a lot of his, I don't know, more relevant work? No, more popular, perhaps, work, or best-known work is as a guitar player. Now, the band I couldn't think of was Slint, which is embarrassing, because I feel like it's a very important band in my life. So he did guitar for Slint for a while. He played guitar for Tortoise, for the albums The Millions Now Living, Millions Now Living Will Never Die, and also TNT, which are my two favorite Tortoise albums, and I think that's like the best era of Tortoise. I don't, it's not, you know, necessarily all owing to David Pajo, but, like, you know, it's an important part of it. Go listen to David Pajo. A lot of stuff, a lot of great, great stuff, a lot of meaningful stuff. If you like folk, if you like post-hardcore, if you like post-rock, etc., etc., etc. All right, I'm going to sort of, I don't know, it feels like I'm changing gears a little bit. I'm going to play a song by Eafuan, which is E-I-A-F-U-A-W-N, which stands for Everything Is All Effed Up. and whatnot. The song is My Friends Are Cosmonauts, and if you're familiar with the band Duster, yes, that is a Duster song. As it turns out, EF1 is, in fact, a post-Duster project of one of the members of Duster. And this song is not officially released anywhere. I think it was only released on SoundCloud, along with some other songs on like a fake album, pseudo album, called Everything Is Still All F'd Up. Now I'm self-censoring here, but you know, fill in the blanks. Really good song, and if you're into Duster, because I know they're big and popular these days, you should explore EF1. Really good stuff. They got some great stuff on streaming services. I'm gonna talk over the end of this song and the beginning of the next song, which is in fact another David Pajo song, Krusty by Papa M off of Whatever Mortal. Alright, so once again, this is May and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's been a fun night, but I gotta get going to bed. I'm gonna, let this song play out till the end of the hour about, and I'll catch you on the flip. I'm not gonna be here on Saturday night, Friday night, which I usually am, because I'm going on break. It's, I'm going back home, and for all those tough students out there, safe travels if you're going somewhere, and enjoy your break. All right, well, I'll see you later. Have a great night.